So I got asked, what is your purpose as a practice owner? I was talking to a dentist who was doing all the things that we're supposed to do. You know, own a practice, try to manage it, have a good team, do well with patients, try to make money and have a balanced life, work-life balance, kids, all these things. And it was very evident that something was wrong. And then he asked me, you know, I don't know if I have purpose. I don't know. This doesn't feel like I'm happy in dentistry. And that led us to this conversation about purpose. So here we are on Dear Scott, episode 11. And I want to kind of talk about this on this episode because it's a deeper conversation, but gosh, it's at the foundation of giving us drive, of making us excited. It helps form the difference between feeling burnt out or feeling excited and busy. What is our purpose? Have we lost it? Are we just in a hamster wheel doing things day in, day out? Are we just showing up because our schedule says to? Or is there a driving reason behind becoming a dentist and being a dentist in a practice? So here's what I know in my career. When I was building toward something, I was excited. When I'm building towards something, the challenges aren't viewed as negative. They're viewed as something I have to figure out. When I'm building towards something, as I work, I get proud. As I work, I feel like I'm accomplishing. I feel like I'm growing. When I'm not building towards something, I feel like I'm stuck. If I'm not building towards something, then what am I doing? I'm just doing what I have to do. The problems that hit me are the negative. They're like getting in my way of just being. When I'm not building towards something, the job becomes tiring. It can become something that burns me out. I can feel stuck, and subconsciously maybe even I'm not proud of what I'm doing. And that can lead me to start comparing myself to other people, comparing myself to other people that seem to be doing more or better. See, purpose and this notion of building towards something, for some of us, is a huge driving force to becoming successful. So, you know, if I kind of step back and what could be our purpose as a dentist? You know, the politically correct answer would be, I want to serve my community by helping my patients be healthier. That'd be the politically correct answer. But I don't think that's the only thing. I think, yes, all of us, or I would hope all of us, have this notion of saying, I want to serve. I want to help people. I want to be one reason why they are healthy. I want to take them out of pain. I want them to be feeling like they have a beautiful smile. I want them to have a great relationship with dentistry. I want to be that for them. Got it. It's almost like, honestly, a requirement of being a dentist, not a purpose. We all need to have a requirement of helping them be healthier, of making sure they do have a good relationship with dentistry, of taking them out of pain when they are in pain. Is that enough of a purpose? I don't think it would be for me. Then we could go to the kind of next side of purpose and say, well, you know, I want to be wealthy, or at least have enough money, have enough income so that I can have this life I want. And that purpose can sometimes feel greedy or feel wrong or something we might not be able to say publicly, like, why am I doing this for the money? That doesn't feel like, you know, an answer that we should say. But I think we don't do it for the money. Maybe we must give the money a purpose. See, we go deeper. Say, okay, what's the money for? Now we're starting to get to a more genuine purpose. Is the money so that I can provide a great life for my family? Okay, that's not concrete enough. What is a great life? I'll tell you, that my life needs different things in any given month, in any given quarter, in any given year for me to feel like it's great. Sometimes my life needs a new house and the right school for my kids to go to. Sometimes my life needs enough money to support my mother recovering from a stroke. Sometimes my life needs enough time off to focus on my health, physical health, mental health. Sometimes my life needs to spend money on vacations and experiences and connections with my spouse, with my children. Sometimes my life needs to donate money to causes I believe in and am passionate about. And those are purposes. And those purposes change. So my mind thinks in outlines, in bullet points, in schedules, like almost like an engineer. My mind doesn't think so easily in feelings. My mind thinks in like a framework so I can get shit done. So what's the stuff I need to get done? I need to accomplish these goals attached to a purpose. So now if I kind of try to like connect all this together, right? Connect all this together. I might be a dentist in part because I do want to help people. I do want to give back. I want to be viewed as someone valuable to the health and well-being of our community. I might love being in that spot, but that's maybe why I chose to be a dentist. That may not be my purpose today. That might be like what comes with being a dentist. What's going to be my purpose is going to be attached to these things I need and want personally. So I'm going to focus on making more money in the practice while serving my patients and community and team the best I can. That money, though, is not my purpose. That money is going to help give me the wealth of choice to then achieve a specific purpose I have right now, a specific goal I have right now. So I can tell you, when I was building a family, the goal was to be financially stable and to somehow have enough time to be part of the early moments of building a family. So I made enough money so that I could then build this family. And that means build it with material things like homes, build it with opportunities like schools, build it with support, like having a housekeeper part-time so that myself and my wife are not having to do all of that. And it's also building this with time. So if there's enough money, I don't have to work 5 days a week. But it takes purpose. It takes being deliberate to say, I'm going to stop working Thursdays and Fridays. I'm going to stop working. That's a big deal to like actually say that, because it goes against what you are trying to accomplish early on in your career, building and building and building. To say, I'm going to stop actually building on Thursdays and Fridays is a big deal. So the way I attach now purpose to the practice is I create a goal. I say, okay, if we can get my take-home pay to this amount, then that is going to buy a housekeeper. Then if we can take my take-home pay to that amount, that's going to buy a day off every week for the rest of this year. I'm not going to work on Fridays. And so I have to just put it on a sheet of paper, and I have to now have that be my goal. And now when I know, oh my God, like if I can just have us collect 10 grand a month more in this practice, that I will then invest in having a housekeeper for my wife and I, support at home, that makes the 10 grand much more purposeful in my decision making. I am going to really have focus on doing something that my practice needs to generate profit, because now I've got this tangible reward that is going to mean something big for my life and my family. Now, the purpose of that 10 grand is to free up my wife's time and my time so that we have less stress and more time on our growing family, to be there for our growing family. And then if I can collect 20 grand a month more, then I'm going to stop working on Fridays. That's a big deal. So now I'm really focused on doing that. But in collecting this money, what will never be compromised is how I treat patients and the community and my team. So never do we even flirt with compromising clinical care or relationship care of my team. Never will we flirt with that. So this is the way my mind kind of thinks through purpose. And sometimes the rewards of making more money are more shallow. Like I own a 1973 Ferrari Dino that is way too expensive. And it was, in essence, a reward for me in accomplishing certain financial goals. But, you know, what I also have is I also have been rewarded with the ability to free up my time and the time of my wife to focus on other things that are important to us. So if I take this back to dentistry, I can tell you that when we don't have a reason to earn the money beyond just being a dentist, for me at least, and for people I coach, we start falling into a rut. We start getting stuck in a way. We start getting bored. We start getting more stressed over little things. And then we can also develop bad habits. As we make money, we just start spending it on things that don't make sense for our life. We end up not moving forward step by step with our added money, our added wealth, so that our life becomes added. That is how we can just get in this hamster wheel of producing, showing up, busy schedule, spending, but our life doesn't feel like it's growing. That's when we are making and spending a lot, yet we're getting unhealthy and our relationships are getting strained. And we feel regret about the time we don't provide for our children and we're not present. And we don't accomplish these things that give us experiences in life that are meaningful. We just make and spend. What I would love for some of you, if this is speaking to you, then what I would love for you to do is to spend a little bit of time getting organized and saying, you know, in this next year, I would love to have these things. It could be a moment. I'd love to take the kids to Greece. It could be support. I'd love to have a housekeeper 3 days a week. It could be materialistic. I'd love to be able to buy my spouse a new vehicle that is really nice. It could be philanthropic. I would love to start giving $2,000 a month to this charity. Write those things down and then calculate what it will take in your practice to be able to afford those things. And when you grow your practice, actually spend the extra on those things. It's a simple concept. But so many times in life, we just don't do the obvious thing, the simple thing, and we end up somewhere that is simply not where we want to be. So I encourage you to, instead of trying to think about what's your big purpose in life, no, let's just think about what's the purpose of the extra money you're going to make doing highly ethical dentistry. And if we can attach a purpose to that extra money, it might really drive you to be excited about dentistry and owning a company. And it will also help you grow your life in a way that you want with intention, instead of becoming another hamster on the wheel that just produces and spins and gets fat and gets tired and gets stressed out and ends up blinking and 10, 15 years have gone by. They're wondering, why have I not done something different? What I would give to have those years back and do it different. Do you understand that the version of you 10, 15, 20 years from now would give almost anything to be you again, you today? So have purpose in what you're doing today, like you've been given a second chance to be this age again, to be in this moment in your life again. have purpose around yourself, your relationships, your family, your finances, your joys. Have purpose and try to attach those goals, those actions, the financial achievement in your practice. And I bet you'll think of dentistry differently. All right. That was this episode of Dear Scott. I hope this was helpful. Come watch some other episodes or find me on Instagram, dr.scott.lune. And of course, you could also learn more about what I do in life in helping dentists by going to breakawayseminar.com. Thanks a lot.